So we got the warning yesterday from the manufacturers over people and our reputation. Just because we're open, do they want to come back? Well, new figures this morning show less than 10% of the 5,000 spots for international students to come here have been filled. We only got 431 actual visa applications. So is our reputation at risk here? International Director at Otago Uni, Jason Cushions, with us. Jason, morning.
Morena, Mike.
Tell me, this is early days. The timing of the year isn't quite right. They will come soon.
They will, Mike. I'm not surprised by these numbers. The border exception process requires a number of additional steps, including the nomination by an education institution, and then the student submitting a request for travel before applying for their visa. So it does take some time for this process to work through.
Too complicated?
It's the process we've got, Mike, and we're working to make sure that we can get those students back as soon as possible.
Do you suspect they'll want to come? So in other words, the reputation's fine, let's do the paperwork and we'll be right.
Look, there's still strong interest in returning to New Zealand, and our reputation is still positive. We're perhaps not seen as open as we once were, but that requires those of us in the industry to roll our sleeves up and make it very clear that New Zealand is again open for business.
So we have been damaged. The borders have damaged us in terms of reputation. Some people have gone elsewhere.
We certainly have lost some students. A number of our key competitive markets have had their borders open for months now, and in some cases they will have three or four intakes ahead of us. But the opportunity is there for us to get back into the game, Mike.
Over what period of time can we get back to what you would regard as being the way it used to be?
Well, I think that's an opportunity for institutions to step up. And at the University of Otago, we've rolled out an international recovery and reset strategy in which we're very deliberate in making some changes to the way we attract international students. What pandemic has done is essentially accelerated some long-term changes in the industry. But I see New Zealand as being up for getting back in and getting back to the place we were in 2019.
Good. So it was a $5 billion industry. It will be again.
I certainly hope so, Mike.
Good on you, Jason. And I wish you well with it. Jason Cushion, a little element of hesitation there in his voice. I detected that. You get that?